Tiba Hatsai, a pamphlet on the popular Argonian sport. Dryskins often ask me about the Tiba Hatsai. They see the ball on the court and say all kinds of funny things. Today, the tall elf I travel with pointed to the court and asked, "This is a garden, yes?" I did not know how to respond, so I just blinked at him. What kind of garden grows no food? Tall elves can be very stupid. Still, I think I should write down the rules so people ask me fewer questions. Tiba Hatsai means something like hip and tail ball in the dry tongue. All of us play it, some better than others. I was never very good. My arms are too long and my tail is too thin. The best Tiba players are short and bulky, with broad tails like crocodiles and hips that swing like bags of cinnamon grass. The game is played on a broad field of dry mud and salt meadow hay. On either end of the field is a wall of mud and itu cane. The size of the field and the height of the wall will vary from village to village. In Zinnis, for example, the wall is 20 hands tall. Two reed hoops are suspended over the field. One is about 30 hands high. The other is about 50. Again, this varies. For example, the Tumtalil tend to set their hoops lower, as they are fat and stupid and cannot jump very high. Each team consists of 5 players. The game begins by tossing the ball, or tiba, skyward. Each team tries to hit the ball with their hips, elbows, or tails. This can hurt a bit, since the tiba is very heavy and made of dapasa gum. Some players wear pads of wood and dried wasso leaves to protect themselves, but most Saxlil make fun of them for doing so. The tiba is volleyed back and forth between the teams, with each player trying to strike the opposing wall with the ball. If they succeed, their team earns a point. Teamwork is very important. One player may tap the tiba upward, so a second player can swat it with their tail. Tail strikes tend to be much stronger. This continues until one of the teams has scored 10 points. Teams can earn 3 points by hitting the ball through the lower reed hoop. This is very difficult to do, though, since the hole is so small. If a player is able to get the ball through the upper hoop, the game is over, and whichever team has the highest score at that time is declared the winner. There is, of course, much more to it, but this primer should at least keep the scaleless ones from trying to pitch their tents in the middle of the court.